This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The first meeting of the NATO-Ukraine Council, a newly established decision-making body that carries more authority than the previous NATO-Ukraine Commission, was held Wednesday as part of the NATO summit in Lithuania's capital, Vilnius. The permanent body allows Ukraine to meet with the 31 NATO allies as equals and can hold consultations and call for meetings in emergency situations. Following the meeting, U.S. President Joe Biden and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky held a joint news conference, and Biden said Ukraine's security, as well as its pathway to NATO membership, are secure.
But we're not waiting for that process to be finished to make the long-term commitments that we're making to Ukraine's security. And so today, the long-term commitments we're making are backed up by the notion that in the meantime, we're going to provide security to Ukraine for its needs and against any aggression that may occur.
Zelensky expressed his gratitude for U.S. and NATO support. United Nations Human Rights Chief Volker Turk said Wednesday the list of testimonies on arbitrary detentions, torture, and sexual violence by Russians against civilians in Ukraine is shocking. The Human Rights Monitoring Mission in Ukraine released a report late last month documenting the arbitrary detention of more than 900 civilians between the launch of the Russian invasion on February 24th of 2022 and May 23rd of this year. In testimony before the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva, Turk presented that report and said the investigation indicated widespread abuse among detainees at the hands of the Russians.
Over 90% of detainees held by the Russian Federation, whom we were able to interview, stated that they had been subjected to torture and ill-treatment, including sexual violence in some cases, by Russian security personnel.
Turk urged Russia to respect humanitarian law. This is VOA News. North Korea launched what is believed to be an intercontinental ballistic missile Wednesday, which flew for 74 minutes at a lofted trajectory, the longest duration to date. The latest launch comes as the leaders of South Korea and Japan are in Lithuania attending the NATO summit. More from VOA's Eunice Kim in Seoul, South Korea.
Analysts believe the missile could be a follow-up test of the North's new solid-fueled intercontinental ballistic missile, dubbed the Hwasong-18, first tested just 3 months ago. South Korea and Japan detected the projectile at around 10 a.m. on Wednesday. It is thought to be the longest-running missile launch, flying out of the Earth's atmosphere at a lofted trajectory to land in waters 1,000 kilometers east of the capital, Pyongyang, 74 minutes later. The suspected ICBM reached a top height of more than 6,000 kilometers, which, if flown at a regular curve, would theoretically put the continental United States within reach, and indeed much of the rest of the world. Eunice Kim, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
The southwestern United States in desert cities like Phoenix are enduring extreme heat. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Even residents in the southwestern desert are feeling the effects of an extreme heat wave that's hit Arizona, Nevada, New Mexico, and Southern California with temperatures as high as 110 degrees. And to add insult to injury, in Arizona, the typical monsoon season, which begins June 15th, has left residents high and dry. In Florida, Pompano Beach tourist Tasha Foy says she thought she'd take a little vacation from her home in Virginia.
It's been very hot this week. We were not prepared. Happy that our Airbnb has a pool.
Kristen Sicosio lives in Pompano Beach.
I don't remember being this hot when I was a kid.
The National Weather Service says Las Vegas could get up to 115 degrees this weekend. I'm Donna Warder.
The Associated Press is reporting new details about the prison stabbing of Larry Nassar, the former U.S. women's gymnastics team doctor jailed for abuse. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Nassar is serving decades in prison at a federal penitentiary in Florida for sexually abusing the athletes he was supposed to be caring for and possessing explicit images of children. Sources tell the AP the 59-year-old was attacked inside his cell Sunday while in a blind spot for prison surveillance cameras that only record common areas and corridors. The source says two officers guarding the unit were working mandated overtime shifts. It's the latest security failure for the Federal Bureau of Prisons, which has struggled for years with allegations of misconduct, abuse, and critically low staffing levels. I'm Ben Thomas.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News. Hits.